It's time to dive into the Friday morning mailbag. The accumulation of your communications throughout the week via all the avenues. The texts, the tweets, the TikToks, DMs, Facebooks, other such things and fun stuff. Actual correspondent from actual home viewers and Hank fans just like you. No prison letters. It's been a while. A little more concerned about that. No noteworthy corporate emails that we need to air out on the air. But digging into my side of the mailbag today, Heather Lee on vacation. You can always reach either one of us all sorts of any number of ways. Call, text, email, singing telegram. I'd really like one of those. But Phil says, hey, good morning, Hank. It is Friday. Phil, you are accurate. It is a Friday.
TGIF!
Amen. And a good morning. Bobby says, good morning from Germany. Ah, sehr gut, Bobby. Doris, the go-to Willa Floats, gave us a shout-out and helped us out, too. She posted, Hank FM is coming to Cleburne this Friday. Drop by and see my favorite country music radio DJs. I love you, Doris.
That's wonderful, right. Isn't it?
I think so. We'll be at the Brahms today in the Clee, home of Doris and the Yellow Jackets, right by the stadium. I'll see you there starting at 4 o'clock today. Dave, evidently you'll be there. Dave posting, morning kids. Looking forward to meeting you, KB, this afternoon. I likewise, Dave. Maybe Doris will show up too. Let's get this Friday rolling. Doris then responds, I'll be there on my break. All right, we'll keep it efficient, Doris, since you're on the clock. And by the way, earlier in the week, Doris related, did post, I've heard this, what's going on with local TV programming? She said all local TV channels are in and out. This is the second time this has happened under a week. Been out for like 25 minutes, I think. And then I answered on her Facebook in a comment. I think it's the inversion. Air quality, atmosphere, warping signals of broadcasting. That's what happens to Hank FM this time of year. To which Danny responds, that explanation totally gave me tired head. Kevin says, they have a Facebook page that says Vince McMahon has passed away. I did a search on this. I'm not seeing any legitimate news story saying that. WWE fame. Although he was, a couple days ago, it came out in a really bad car accident where he rear-ended a lady. Everybody was fine. I'm here to check your news. That's why this show exists. There was also a post earlier in the week that the Annabelle doll had went missing. Turns out, no. It's right behind that glass case where... Yeah, that's not where it belongs. It should have been set on fire. Speaking of being set on fire, as we hit 103 yesterday, there at the home office in Granbury, both Brian and our very own Aaron Wilde tried their hand at some...
It's so hot outside, I bought some bread, and now it's toast.
That's Brian there. Here's Aaron.
Hi, it's so hot. I just saw a chicken lay an omelet.
There you go. The hot jokes are coming. August is here. Tune in next week for some more. Tommy says, it's so hot outside, the only option in my garden is sun-dried tomatoes. Hey, there you go. Well done. Lana in South Arlington, talking about broadcast signals and the like. Specifically, wanted to point out, actually capitalizes South in South Arlington. So there you go. Representing in the Arlington. Listen to the show. I listen on the Hank app. Is there anything you can do about the delay on the app? Yeah, I've heard there's a delay sometimes, though I've heard sometimes it's maybe like a couple seconds, then I've heard maybe it's a minute. I've heard some people say it's like an 8-minute delay. I will research more into this. I can't guarantee anything. Also, I will put some research into the fact that this show may be time traveling, which if true would be groundbreaking. All right, this one comes from the 817 KB. I think I know who your girlfriend is. Well, I hope I do, too. And then this one, KB, will we ever find out the identity of this alleged girlfriend that may or may not exist? Well, as soon as the 817 person that texted in finds out and tells me, I'll let you know as well. I've been asked this several times, what does the girlfriend, this comes from Rick, what does the girlfriend think about the jorts? She likes them, by the way. It's fine. She thinks it's funny. I was actually asked by our star of the weekends here at Hank FM, Jake Summers. He had the question. First of all, he asked me, what are jorts? So the Summer of Jorts tour continues today. Cleburne, of course, as we've talked about, And really, it's more of an educational mission to let them know. The whole world.
Yes, your jorts.
On the beauty of the jorts right there. This comes from Samantha. Really like the voices on your show. Have you ever thought about doing that full time? Well, I do hope at some point Hank FM hires me on permanently. This comes from Scott asking, what's the deal with this cowgirl I hear you have in a closet? Yeah, I don't know. Your guess is as good as mine on that one. So we were talking about on the weekend worthy roundup. I bought these concert tickets for the kiddo way back. It was a Christmas gift for Tomorrow at Globe Life Field. My Chemical Romance and Garbage. It's her favorite band, MCR, My Chemical Romance. So me and goths and emos will be descending upon where the Rangers play baseball for MCR tomorrow. This is her first official concert that she, like, actually wants to go to, not one that I drug her at some point. So talking about first concerts ever. First of all, Sergeant Mike lets me know, yes, goths wear jorts, but they must be black. Okay. I'll dye them tonight, maybe. And then Sergeant Mike says, I think my first concert was Three Dog Night. Nice. Strong. Solid. First concert, Jennifer says, actually, my first concert was a couple of years ago because of Hank FM. George Strait at Dickies Arena. That is incredible. That's great news. Bad news. It's a big one to start off with. It's hard to keep that quality up, but very, very cool to hear, Jennifer. Cannon Morgan at the W4 Ranch says, good morning, KB Heather Lee. My first concert was in the late 70s. John Conley, George Strait at Reunion Arena New Year's Eve. Those Reunion Arena New Year's Eve concerts, late 70s, 80s, legendary. And he says, never got to see Poison in concert, but I did see Pink Floyd at Texas Stadium back in the early 80s. That was pretty epic, too. Yeah, my first concert that I really wanted to go to, Poison and David Lee Roth, Hector County Coliseum, Odessa, Texas. Tickets probably cost like $8. Then we got Shannon in the Ville.
Hey, Hank, sorry. I was just calling to say that my first concert was actually the Charlie Daniels Band.
When and where?
You know, I honestly couldn't say when. My dad won tickets on the radio, and we went to Ranch Pass when I was around 10, maybe.
God bless radio stations that give stuff away.
Yes, sir. And just this week was amazing.
Oh, very good. Very nice. Good two ears up.
Yes, sir. I would say 11 out of 10 kernels for sure.
That's a good rating.
Thank y'all so much for the tickets.
Chuck, going on through the weekend. Yeah, I'll be at My Chemical Romance tomorrow. Hey, it's at least not a Coldplay concert, right? Yeah. Letters. It is the Friday morning mailbag. Thank you. Letters.